Joined today by Amanda Brill of Total Farm Marketing for our midday market discussion. Amanda, what are we seeing taking place in the grains as we have a lot of green on our market screens?
Right. We've got corn, soybeans, and wheat all higher today. Wheat is leading the way, but it's nice to see after the sell-off since the beginning of the year. I think it's some anticipation ahead of this WASDE report on Friday.
Where we've had such a quiet period, not a ton of trading taking place, and waiting for these reports to come out, the breaks in trading because of the holiday. When you have something like the wheat take off a little bit, does it drag those other commodities along with it?
Certainly, especially with corn. We tend to see a big correlation with wheat and corn prices. Wheat's been interesting because for a while that was the thing that was kind of slogging the market down, and now it's stayed off its highs pretty impressively. And that's without any export sales.
And speaking of corn, we did actually get a little bit friendlier export numbers than I think we were expecting. Although at the same time, we've been wanting those numbers to keep ramping up and it just hasn't happened. What did you think of that recent, I guess, export sales number for corn?
Right. That was impressive and encouraging, especially given the fact that it was a shortened holiday week. And, you know, when we look at Brazil, we have the competitive advantage with them right now. So I would expect over the next few weeks, or while our export window is open, that we should be doing more business. We're significantly cheaper to the rest of the world.
That was Amanda Brill with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn up 4.25 at 4.59 1/4. March soybeans up 0.5 cent at 12.46 even. March soybean meal down 80 cents at 367.70. March soybean oil up 52 cents at 48.33. On the Merc, February live cattle up 92 cents at 170.87. January feeder cattle down 7 cents at 223.80. February lean hogs up $2.07 at $72.67, and February pork cutout up $2.27 at $85.82. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.